if someone is, some child is suffering because of cancer, is it that we should let that person suffer, or should we give some charity by which the child can get relief from suffering? Certainly, we should do what we can to help others. And if we have the capacity to give charity, we should give charity. Now, as far as someone else's karma being involved, that may be a philosophical truth, but that is not the center for deciding our course of action. So what is important is that we focus on our doing the right action. And quite often, when we live in this world, we see when suffering is at a physical level, we can see it immediately. Say somebody has got a scar on the face, somebody has got a fracture, somebody has got some physical injury, or somebody is very poor, somebody is starving. This is the kind of suffering that we see easily, and we want to offer relief in that. But this is a physical suffering, there are mental suffering also. Many times there are people who are suicidal, and externally they seem to just live like normal lives. And suddenly, at one moment, they go and climb on top of some building and jump out. So, there are different levels of suffering. And when we come to Krishna, and we try to share Krishna Bhakti, that offers the complete relief. Yes, this is not a substitute for offering physical relief, but it offers holistic relief. So, as devotees, we are not against offering material help. But what we have to be careful is, we should not think that the material help alone is the complete help. Yes, naturally, because we can see material suffering in people, we feel inspired to offer relief. And that is a natural expression of human compassion. But with philosophical understanding, we see that it's not only people who are a child who's having cancer who is under trouble and suffering. But there are people who are looking ordinarily good, but they will also be having mental suffering. So everybody needs Krishna. And the best help that we can offer others is when we connect them with Krishna. We are like all the lost children of Krishna. And the best help that a lost child can be given is not just cure for some medicine, some medicine or some food or something like that. The best help that can be offered to that child is help that child go back home to the father. So that's what we focus on. And other forms of help can also be offered. The most important help that we offer is connecting people with Krishna.